It's the 8 for 52 podcast. Here's Bushy.
Episode 14 of the 8 for 52 podcast. Season 2 is a go. And back into the guest host duties for the very last time, probably, maybe. It's Botters. Botters, you're back.
I'm back and I'm going. This is it, Bushy.
Yeah.
This is my last hurrah. The 8 for 52 podcast, last time with Botters on it, probably.
Yeah.
Definitely for this season, probably.
Yeah, definitely for this season, probably. What we're going to do coming up later on, as you're back, we're going to play part two of my story of the Vasha twins. We did part one last time we were on the show. We're going to finish off doing part two. So that's coming up. We don't even have to do it because we've already recorded it.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And what else we got coming up, Botters?
We've got normal outs and ins and outs and everything, and there's plenty of cricket on this weekend.
I hope you got your tipping sorted because the guests have been woeful. I've even had to go out and put a post out on the Instagram, 8FOR52 podcast, the Instagram, about just how woeful it's been.
You are miles in front, but I've done a lot of research this week, Bushy. I've done a lot of research, and I think I'm expecting a return to normal like last season where you're going to go really, really bad and I'm going to go very good and do my bit for the guests, and hopefully later in the year, in 15 and onwards, the other guests can bring it home and beat you.
Well, because you were just woeful in the last one.
I was. I will admit that.
Terrible.
I will admit that.
Okay, what else we got?
What about Bubba in Nepal?
How's he going?
His yaks were... They played their first two games and lost, and Bubba didn't really register much of a score. He was out for the next two games, which they won. I don't know if he was dropped or out injured. Came back in for the fifth game, which they won, but he didn't really... He opened the batting. I think he got seven. So, hasn't put a lot of runs on the board. They've still got two more group games, and hopefully Bubba, we can see the best of him up there. I tell you what, I looked through a lot of the team sheets. There's good names up there.
It's mad. The Nepal Premier League is just a level above anything else in associate cricket.
So here's a bit of a linkage for you. A bloke called Will Basisto, who's an ex-Australian under-19 captain from WA via South Australia. That game I commentated down in Sydney, in the Sydney Premier League T20 final series, he played in that. And I noticed he's up there in Bubba's team in Nepal.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so they're pulling, and there's a couple of county players. So there's people coming from all over the world to that Nepal, and they're pulling crowds as well.
Yeah, exactly, which means they're pulling revenue, which means they can buy bigger and better players each time.
Shikhar Dhawan's there.
Yeah.
I know, some big names. So Bubba's getting, you know, to
play with
some
of those. One of the names floated about coming to the Sixers.
Right.
I think his going rate was a bit outside our price range.
Nepal must have the money for him because he's up there. Yeah, good luck to Bubba. Another couple of games coming and maybe finals. They're sitting 2 points, one win behind the leaders at the moment.
Yes,
very tight table.
To KCC's Bubba Hyatt.
Big under-19s coming up, Bushy. They've got a lot coming up.
Speaking of Nepal.
Yeah, that's where they're off to. They fly out this Saturday.
Does that mean that the Premier League finishes before they play, or they're playing on a ground that they're not playing Premier League on?
Yeah,
because I think this is one of their major grounds that the under-19s team's going to.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think that wraps up, and then the under-19 boys will take over. They've got three matches against Nepal, I think 16, 18, 20 of December. Is that right?
Let me check. 16, 18, 20 at Mulpani Cricket Ground.
Yeah, that's going to be a great experience, Bushy, and looking forward to seeing how the young guys do. It's the first of... They're up there again in Chinese New Year, I understand, as well.
Really?
For another warm-up tour before the World Cup qualifiers. So they're going to have three trips to Nepal. Well, there might be two trips with two tournaments in January, but they're up there. No, it's not, because March, I think, is the next thing. So I think there's three trips to Nepal. So great experience. Fantastic. And Bushy, do we have the squad?
Just arrived. I sent out a pigeon from KCC to ask just as we started recording. I have received the pigeon back. I have the playing for the team 14 going to Nepal.
Take us through it.
Start with the officials. Head coach Mark Farmer. Assistant coach and manager is Dawade Iqbal, and the physio Max Jung. The players. Captain. You should know that one.
Shiv.
Yep. Also Arez Dar.
Yep. Good.
Says Jude Thomas, but I'm pretty sure that's Jude Lee from Adelaide.
Yep, it is.
Matthew Maxi Clayton into the side.
Excellent.
Taran Lingani.
Excellent.
From KCC. Preet Mangukya.
Yep.
Shaming the keeper will be Will Walsh from KCC. Spinner Harry Hodgson, the speedster, Danny Mapp. Veer Matta, so both brothers going.
Oh, that's good.
Also from KCC with the left arm spin, Cheyenne Puri. 13th player is Parth Srivastava, who just had a handful of wickets on the Saturday, I think. And 14, you're going to have to help me out here if you know anything about this player, Botters. Furzies. Tom Furzies. Now, there's not a name I've ever heard before.
Bushy, it's what? A name I
thought. He's not KCC. He's not HKCC. He's obviously not playing for Little Siwon with a name like that.
He is Gordon Cricket Club in Sydney.
Okay.
Goes to one of the private schools down there. I'm not sure which one. I wouldn't release it even if I did know. But mixed up registered player at Gordon Cricket Club.
Uh-huh.
Stumbled on him, Bushy.
You found
out. Found out he was born
Mr.
in Hong
Kong. Mr. Manager found him.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Now, his father played in the Hong Kong Sixers up here. He was mixed up for many years with Hong Kong Cricket Club.
Okay.
Tom was born up here. Actually, I think hit the winning runs against Sri Lanka in one of the Sixers tournaments. And so young Tom, you know, born pedigree in cricket.
What does he do?
Quick bowler.
He's a bowler, is he?
Yeah, opening bowler. Very fast. Very good. Fantastic to see him in the squad, and I think he's going to add, and it'll be great experience for him, and it'll be great for the other boys to get to know Tom as well, because he's a good young quick.
I did mention Samad's going, didn't I?
No, you didn't read out Samad.
Yeah, I skipped from Jude to Matthew.
Well, yeah, once I got through Tom, I was going to ask about Samad.
Yeah, Samad's in there. So, I mean, we've got some quicks, Arez, Samad, we've got Danny, we've got Tom.
Mate, it's a really... You go through those names, it's a really good, balanced squad with some really good young cricketers in there who should put up a good performance. Now, let's not be under any illusions. Nepal are going to be strong.
Yeah.
Okay? They're going to be very strong, but it's going to be great experience. There's runs in that team. There's wickets in that team. All the very best, boys. All the very best. Good luck.
Yeah. 16, 18, 20. No idea if it's going to be broadcast. Hopefully it is.
Yeah,
somewhere
I hope so.
On a YouTube page somewhere, because you and I will definitely be watching in. Otherwise, we'll get the updates on ESPN Crick Info or something, I'm sure.
If nothing else on YouTube, you'll get those Nepal-created scoreboards that you can sit there and watch the scoreboards with the fake crowd in the background and all that.
I prefer the one where they bowl an over and then you get some good soap adverts or the like.
If Nepalese TV commercials are not the best in the world, I don't know where else you go.
How can this not be the greatest place on the planet? They love their cricket. They're mad for it. Premier League, the adverts on the YouTube channels are fantastic. They're hosting Cricket Hong Kong China and under-19s one-day bilateral series.
Mate, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. It really is. And if they get the commercials in there on their YouTube channels,
yeah,
it's going to be brilliant. Just looking at the weather up there, I was a bit worried that it was going to be freezing cold this time of year in Kathmandu.
Is it?
No, it's actually quite pleasant. 19, 20 degrees forecast. So,
wow.
Bright. There's going to be no...
It's warmer than here.
It's going to be no rain. It's absolutely beautiful up there.
Yeah, well, you know, you're joining me for broadcast. We'll talk about it a bit later on. You know, it's going to be 12 degrees when we get here on Sunday morning.
Come again? 12... Okay, let's announce it now. Botters is joining Bushy for one last hurrah at the Premier League at Kowloon Cricket Club. The huge match, Kowloon Cricket Club versus Pakistan Association.
You're going out in style.
And what's going to be 7?
12.
Botters is going to be late.
Botters is not going to be late because I will be needing you while I go out there and do the live toss. So you will be here for a 9:45 start.
I'll be all right.
Oh, yeah, you and me both.
Bushy, all my... warm clothes are either on a ship to Sydney or already in Sydney.
I don't know. I can't help you out there, my friend.
Well, this is going shopping this afternoon for warm clothes.
Exactly. Off to get some heat tech.
And some mittens.
Anything else for the intro, Botters?
No, good luck to the under-19 boys. Good luck to Bubba for the last couple. And anyway, Bushy, should we get on with the show?
Well, it's your final one. We might as well.
Beautiful.
Giddy up.
And now it's time for Outs and Ins with all last week's action in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Yes, Outs and Ins. We're going to have a look at last weekend's games, how they went for everyone, including the tipsters at Botters. First up, we had the Centaurs up against HKCC. Let's see. HKCC were batting first and went out and did pretty well, to be honest. 259 for 7 off 35.
Too right. Excellent. What about Sahil? Well, 129.
I've just heard a story about Sahil. Apparently, Sahil is the Sahil that has always played through HKU coming up and as a student. He's been living in India and playing a lot of cricket in India.
Yeah.
So he's come back and his technique's great and he's just smashing runs. 129 off 77, 10 fours and 7 sixes. Thank you at 167.
Yeah, that's a day out for him, isn't it? He was supported by Ashwin Dakania, 64. even strike rate of 72, so he probably held one end up while Sahil went crazy at the other.
That's what you should do. I just saw Ashwin's is playing this morning in the morning league. He was just here with Nitesh, actually. And even all three top scorers were from HKU, with Krishna getting a 39. In reply, what did the Centaurs do?
Yeah, 7 for 223. They batted out their 35 overs. They just found the 259. It's a good effort, actually, but they found the 259 a little bit too much for them. So a big win there for HKU.
Wickets, just the twofers for that game. Ahmed Asim with a 2 for 35 for HKU, and Jaya Ramesh, the left arm quick, getting a 2 for 36. Player of the match, of course, with a 129 was Sahil. Let's see. I tipped HKU, and Jason Lloyd tipped the Centaurs. That were tipped for me.
Another one for you, Bushy.
Yay.
You're going all right, aren't you?
Yeah, not too bad. Can't complain. Right. Punjab Lions versus Diaskwa Little Siwan Thunder in Saturday Championship Div 2 out at Cam 10, with the Thunder winning the toss, selecting to bowl. Punjab Lions batting first. All out.
Yeah, 222, though. It's okay at Cam 10.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's par, really, isn't it?
It's gettable.
Par.
Gurbaj Singh, 73 off 54. He had fun.
Yeah, so did Shetty with a 61 not out, putting that score up to 222. And did anyone, yes, for the Thunder, Akshay getting a 3 for 20 and Praveen with a 3 for 19. What did the Thunder do in reply?
Well, they didn't do enough. They lost by 99, all out, 1, 2, 3, under 29 overs.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 10. Yeah, that's right, all out.
Yeah, so one going down there, and Shetty was the player of the match in that one. I picked Punjab, and so did Jason, so we both get the tip there. Let's move on to the big two-day Premier League game, one of only two that gets played every season. It's the first one of the season. It was up the hill, the Hancock Shield, HKCC versus KCC. What happened?
Quite astonishing. Good toss to win for Kowloon Cricket Club. They won the toss. They chose to bat. Lost a couple of wickets early, Mokan and Dev. But goodness
Dev,
me.
Did Dev get a duck?
Yeah, he did.
And
he did.
And a team that scored 548 for Dev.
So young Samad Khan, goes out, gets 91, just misses out on his 100. Very patient, 91 off 157. The third highest scorer.
Yeah.
91. Sonny Bimsaria, a big century. That's fantastic. 100 off 144.
Yeah. Go on, do the last one.
What's the second highest scorer? And then, oh, goodness me, Azaz Khan. He's back, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Apparently, this was flawless. 203 not.
Unbelievable. Of 299 balls, 27 fours and four sixes in the mix. It's the Azaz show. I'll tell you what, just on the game itself. So what'd that leave KCC? 500 and something.
548. And I just wanted to quickly point out that they got a half century with Samad, a century with Sonny, and a double century with Azaz. They had all of them covered.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing watching the game was, you know, KCC were the holders.
Mm.
So they just got to draw the game to win.
Yeah.
They batted for 140 overs and just ground HKCC into the dirt. They made their declaration very late in the second day, halfway through the second day. Let's call it halfway through the second day. So they've set roughly, say there's 50 overs left. They've set HKCC 10 runs and over to win it.
That's not going to happen.
No.
But they could quite easily bat it out, get the draw. They wouldn't win, but they wouldn't go down losing completely. I mean, it is a two-innings game, but if you get the first innings win in these things, you get the win.
Well, they must have been demoralised, Bushy, because what happened to them?
Oh, my goodness. All out for 171 in 43 and a half. What happened there? We can't even, there's nobody even close to getting enough for its best performances.
I'll tell you what happened. They would have gone out there with their heads down and got rolled all out for 171. I do want to mention one of the HKCC players, though.
Yeah.
With the ball.
Yeah.
Sahil Malvankar,
mm-hmm.
better known for his batting. Can bowl, we all know that.
Yeah. Right?
Better known for his batting. 32.3 overs, 10 maidens, 4 for 99.
Yeah, bowled his lines, bowled this. Okay, this pitch, apparently they were trying to create a spinner's wicket.
Yeah.
But didn't spin.
Yeah.
And it was just a flat track bully. But Sahil was just hitting his lines, obviously 10 maidens, and just dotting it out. It was that's only shining light, really, you could say, for HKCC in the Hancock Shield.
Well, Teague took three with the ball for KCC, as did Farhad Hyatt. He's having a good year.
A big pickup. I really like that he's come across. He can hit as well. That's the other thing. He was in that last wicket's partnership with Azaz to get him up to his 200. He just sat there dotting it out, taking a single until Azaz could get 200 and they could declare. So great effort by Farhad. Of course, player of the match, your man.
Probably Azaz Khan.
Yep, 203 not for
that. Well done, Azaz. Well done, Kowloon Cricket Club.
Yeah, holding both shields now, the Hancock and the Fincher, aren't they? I believe still. So
I can't remember.
No, they do.
I do remember the last Fincher because that was the one that got called off.
Yes.
Because no one wanted to play anymore.
Yeah, again, KCC got ground into the dirt.
We did talk about, between ourselves.
Yeah. A few players from HKCC, perhaps.
When Kowloon Cricket Club declared it 9 for 548, wondering if there was might have been a few names in the HKCC dressing room saying, come on, game over.
Yeah, just declare it, let them have it. No, they went out and batted and lost anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for outs and ins. Only the three games coming up shortly. We're going to do our tipping and see if Bodders can rectify what is a big loss at the moment for the guest tippers.
Ins and outs next. All the upcoming action in cricket in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Time to check out all the men's cricket games going on around Hong Kong this weekend.
And there's plenty of them.
Many games to get through. It's going to be a long ins and outs. We'll start with the tipping tally after the outs and ins. When I got three right and Jason only got one. So I'm into the 40s. I'm heading towards my half century here. 41.
Leading by seven.
Yeah, guests on 34. And you're involved in this because you tipped 2 weeks ago. And this is disastrous as well.
Yeah.
So you really need to pull your finger out here, Bodder.
I'll do it this weekend. I'll do it.
All right. Well, we're going to start with Plod. Premier League.
Just before we go on, I'll tell you what we are going to do.
What are we going to do?
You might overrule me because you're the host and I'm only the guest.
Yeah.
But I want to hear your tips first this week. You've got to give me a fighting chance.
Oh, that's cheating.
Well, it's not cheating.
But
it's just,
since it's your last podcast.
It's taking away your advantage.
Well, I've already written mine down. Might have written
down. I want to hear them first.
Sure. That's not a problem. It is your final ever 8 for 52 podcast. I will grant you this one wish as the god of the podcast.
Thank you, sir.
Let's move on to the tips. Premier League one day, starting here at Kowloon Cricket Club. KCC Premier up against Pat Premier, top of the table clash. It'll be called by me and it'll be called by you.
I'm looking forward to it very much.
Your final ever broadcast after the final ever podcast.
I never say final ever, but it'll be a long interlude before the next one.
Yeah, okay. You say never ever. We'll see how we go.
All right.
Right, KCC Premier at home against Pat Premier, who've been very, very strong all season, as expected, and everybody back.
Looking forward to this one enormously.
Yeah.
This could be the grand final in advance.
Yep.
Who are you tipping? I know how much you love Pak.
I do, and they're going to have Zeeshah, and they're going to have Yassim, they're going to have Hafiz Khan, they're going to have Tariq Nawaz, they're going to have the whole box and dice. They're going to bring the full ship coming into KCC on Sunday. I will go with KCC.
Yeah, I think Bubba's not going to be back, I don't think.
I don't believe so. I could be wrong. I'm constantly wrong on this podcast, but even without Bubba, I think they're strong enough.
Over the years that I've spent in this beautiful SAR, I've seen Pak win games that they should have lost, but I've certainly seen them lose a lot more than they should have won. But just with that lineup that you ran through then, I think they'll win this.
Okay, well.
I think they'll win this. I'm with Pak.
Lucky your membership at KCC expires in December.
31st December.
Exactly. With tips like that, they won't let you back through the door. Yeah, but it could go either way.
I'm exactly with
you is on that. And it could be who wins the toss gets the advantage. Depending on the pitch, it's under a cover. I haven't seen it. Who knows?
Toss up a coin, it really is.
Starts at 9:45 a.m. I hope to be out in the middle at 9:15 a.m. with the captains to do the toss live. And then we'll be broadcasting from 9:45 a.m.
Are you sure it starts at 9:45?
I am absolutely positive.
Okay. Right.
I know what it says on Cricket Heroes and Cricket Hong Kong website, but due to fading light, we're right into December.
Very wise.
The game has been brought forward by 15 minutes.
Very wise.
We'll start at 9:45 a.m. It'll be on Cricket Hong Kong YouTube. It'll be on KCC YouTube. I think it's going to Stick Sports in India as well. There's another Plod game as well. Up the hill this time. HKCC Premier up against the United Services Recreation Club Premier starting at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday.
Yeah, it's another game I'm looking forward to be honest. It could be a great tussle between these two.
Well, I'm hearing rumours that a few of the HKCC guys are exhausted after the 2 day being out in the field and they might be short a couple of bowlers who will be rested, both perhaps starting their first names with A. And I'm not saying any more. That's just what I've heard on the grapevine. They could well turn up and play. USRC, sort of mid-table at the moment.
They're going to have no Shiv, HKCC. I assume he's going to be
on a plane
in Nepal.
Uh-huh.
All right, who are you going for?
I've gone for HKCC. I think that is too strong at home, even if perhaps they rest a couple of bowlers. They've still got Ange, they've still got Martin, they've still got the Cat. So I think they're going to be in and the Char brothers. So I think they're going to be too strong at home.
This will be the upset of the weekend. USRC, they're going to go up the hill and win this.
Well, I'll tell you what, you are going to either get the guest tips right back up level with me after this weekend, or I'm going to be ahead by about 15.
We're only two different at the moment. Still plenty of games to come.
Okay, so that'll also be broadcast and see Cricket Hong Kong YouTube. I think Sachin Mittal is doing the commentary up the hill. So
very good.
Tune in for that one.
Very good.
Okay, let's move to Sunday Elite Division 2, which will also be played around Hong Kong on Sunday, starting out at Gin Drinkers Bay at 9:20 a.m. It is India Club Brahmas up against the Diaspora Little Saiwan Knights.
So this is on Sunday. Is there any crossover between players between India Club Brahmas and USRC Prem? No.
Not that I could think of. Brahmas is Niaz's team.
Yeah. Well, does he doesn't play for USRC.
He does not.
No. Okay. Up against the Knights.
Could also be Imran Arif's team as well, by memory.
Yeah.
But he's not playing any Premier League.
Okay. Who do you like?
I do like the Brahmas with their two new recruits. I can't go past them. I have to pencil them in. Brahmas for the win.
Yeah, I can't tip against them. I think Brahmas will win that. I think they'll win it easily out there. That could be a huge score if they bat first.
Okay, at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground, Atiq Iqbal finally getting off the Astro and getting to bowl on some turf, perhaps. The KCC Infidels up against the Dragons.
What, are they going to leave Atiq out of the Premier League, are they?
No, they're probably not, are they? So he's not going to get to bowl.
No.
Yeah, okay.
So he won't be out there. They'll lose Mo Khan as well.
Yep.
So Trivedi will skip of the team.
Correct.
Up against the Dragons. Jason?
Yep.
In?
As far as I'm aware.
Who are you tipping?
KCC.
Yeah, they won't get beaten.
I don't think they
won't get beaten out there.
Even without Atiq and Mo, they've been winning without Atiq when he was away as well.
So. They'll want to win that early and get back to the balcony here and watch the big game.
Well, that's from 9:20 at Tin Kwong Road. If you want to go watch some Sunday Elite Division 2 in Saturday Championship Div 1 on the 14th. We're going to start with game right here at KCC from 1 p.m. It's the Crusaders up against Lama.
I'd like to see you down here commentating this, actually, after Lama's little performance.
Well, yeah, but I'm not. I've got things to do.
Now, is Lama going to put the pressure on you here and... Who are you going to tip?
Lama.
What's it come again?
Lama. I'm tipping Lama on form. I'm not tipping them because they gave me a hard time. Crusaders have struggled this year. They couldn't even beat the Tartars. They're not performing as they should so far.
Tommy Heisinger will be back in the Crusaders this weekend.
Yeah, well, that might help.
They'll win that. They'll win by the length of the straight, the Crusaders.
Okay.
I'm on them. Rock solid loyal.
Well, I'll give Lama one chance and they'll go back in, mate. Annoying bin.
All right.
Also, Saturday Championship Div 1 at Tin Kwong Road at 12:50. This is going to be a tough choice because it was the Charlie Bears that did me in against Lama. Hmm. Up against, it's always a tough one, Jin Sung.
Yeah, you never know what they're going to do.
Yeah, we are close to Christmas. How many players are playing? But both teams are probably heavily affected by Christmas travel.
I tipped the Charlie Bears against Lama and was undone.
Yeah, but so was I on that one, unfortunately.
Yeah, all right. Who do you like?
Jin Sung.
Charlie Bears for me.
There we go.
I'm sticking with them.
You're really going to...
I can't jump off just after one loss.
No, I can. I only jumped on for that game and I lost.
I'm on the Bears.
Right, the Bears. Okay. And Saturday Championship Div 2 out of GDB from 1 p.m. Laguna Gully versus Kaitak.
Did we miss one?
We did. Sorry, I'll go back up. Saturday Championship Div 2, first game. At Camtin, PAC Championship versus India Club All-Stars.
Who's tipping, Bushy?
I'm going for the Falling Rising Championship Stars.
I'm 100% with you. Okay. They'll win that.
I think they will in a canter. Won't be any dramas for them. Now we'll go to GDB with Laguna Gully and Kaitak. 1 p.m. start.
Laguna versus Kaitak. Who do you like? Afternoon game, GDB.
Oh, come on. You got to have a go at one point.
Kaitak will win that.
Okay. I will be going with Laguna Gully.
Oh,
you want to know why?
No.
Because Kaitak lost to the Saracens.
We're like five difference. Kaitak have been going so badly.
Yeah.
After such a good year last year, nearly promoted.
Yeah.
Got to come good at some point.
It's not going to be against Laguna Gully.
All right, I'm with
him. Okay. And what is the final game of a very long weekend of cricket?
Witherers.
Okay. Hang on. I haven't even told you who's playing, but you didn't even have to ask me who I'm picking. Saturday Championship Div 2 up the hill at HKCC. It is the Saracens of Kowloon versus the Hong Kong Cricket Club Witherers.
Witherers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Any reason?
Shock horror. Well, I didn't tip them last week when they played India out at Camp 10 and they scored 480 million.
Andy Lloyd with his 171 not out or whatever it was.
Andy Lloyd could get 200 against the Saracens.
Yeah, it's going to get ugly, I'm afraid, for the Saracens. I hope they win and they can come down and rub it in my face again, but that's not going to happen. So there you have it, a big weekend of cricket, Potters.
Yeah, it's huge.
Going to be topped off by the best broadcast duo in all of Hong Kong here at KCC for Premier League, 9:45 a.m. You're going to join us and I'll join you and everyone can
join
us.
Cannot wait. Always denied entry by the English gentry. Now we're driving Bentleys, playing 2020.
Tammy Chu dropping in again for the Women's Cricket Wrap. Tammy, thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Right, let's run through last weekend's games. The tipping tally at the start was 16 apiece. And we had the first game of the Eagles versus IC Velocity. We both picked IC Velocity and the Eagles didn't turn up.
Yes.
So we'll move on to the next game. Div 2 game at PKVR Reservoir. It's the Link Fireflies versus the Cavaliers. I mean, I've also went with my Fireflies. You went with your Cavs.
Yes.
Well, what happened?
Well, I was that like in a second innings. So, well, let's talk about the first innings. The Link Fireflies batting first.
Yeah, Cavs won the toss, elected to bowl.
Yeah.
And Fireflies did pretty well.
Yeah, they did. I mean, like, well, most of them are extras again. And then just find out, like, the for Div 2, like, all Wise and Noble count for 2 runs.
Yeah.
So that's why they're, like, the top scorers again, the extra. Link Fireflies, 20 overs, 113 for 3.
Yeah, 25 for Rani Suman and a 17 not out for Nassim Asima. And with the ball, Storm Parker getting 1 wicket in that 3. In reply, needing 114 to win, how did the Cavs go?
They didn't do quite well. I was there. There was some runouts, like wrong calls, and then like... So...
It's a shocker. 39 for 9, end of the game. Link Fireflies winning by 74. It looks like here the top score was Ramona with 4, which is not very much. And I also got to quickly point out here, 2.3 overs, 1 for 5 for the Link Fireflies. Fatima Emir, who played the third versus fourth final international against China in the morning.
Yes.
Jumped in a car, drove down there, didn't get a chance to bat, didn't need to bat with only 3 wickets down, and then bowled an OO, bowled 2.5 overs, getting a wicket. That's just a machine, that girl. Player of the match, Rani Suman, with that 25. You dropped that tip. Let's move on to the other Div 2 game. It's the Diamonds versus SCC Pune. Oh, somebody tried to score it on Quick Heroes as a test match. Because the match is drawn, according to the official figures, but that's not true. The Diamonds were sent into bat, and how did they go?
Well, I think they did quite well. The captain, Alfina, she got 30 runs.
Yeah, not out as well.
Not out as well. And then back of why another youngster, Eileen. Well, not much runs, but still stay there a bit with Alfina. And then they got 97 for 4 after 20 overs.
Batted out their full 20, getting up to 97 with the ball. SCC Pune's Alma Fujitsio. Apologies if I butchered that, and I probably did. 2 for 12. Pick of the bowlers there, getting 2 of the 4 wickets. In reply, how did the Pune do?
Pune, Diamonds got their first wicket early, I think. Bowled by Hazel and then caught by Alvina, sending the first batsman out on a duck. But then the second, third, Alma and Melinda got 18 runs each, and with all the extras, and then they chased the runs in 9.5 overs.
Yep, did it in half the time and getting the win. And I'm going to butcher this name again because the player of the match was Alma Fulgencio from Pinay. So there it is, and the tipping done. Aaron moves to a one-point lead as we move into this weekend's games. We've finished with T20 for the time being,
yes,
which is a Division 1, Division 2 system, and we move into the T10 Cup, which is all teams playing in one league, right?
Yes, exactly. So it's going to be some Div 1 team playing against Div 2 teams.
Yep, very confusing, and it's going to make it hard. I just got my mindset on who was in Div 1 and Div 2 and who was good. Now we're mixing them up, putting them in a bowl and making it into a T10 Cup salad. Right, first game at AAM at PKVR will be Lama Roses versus CCC Fung Wong.
I would say, I'm going to go for Lama Roses.
You and me both. You're actually looking at my screen now, and you knew that I already picked Lama. So this has happened already. Bodders did this also when he was doing the tipping because I'm too far in front. Okay, I'm not going to scroll down any further on this one. The next game at 9:30 is the HKCC Diamonds versus the Diasqua Little Siwon Wasps.
Oh, my God. It's going to be the Wasps.
Yeah. Okay, you knew I was going to pick the Wasps as well.
Yeah.
Now, this is a tough one for Aaron. Link Fireflies, Div 2, but my favourite team named by me, up against my favourite Div 1 team that is Craigengower Cricket Club Sunrisers.
Well,
quick question.
Yes.
How's the busted shoulder of Carrie Chan going?
I don't think that looks good.
So you don't think she's going to play?
I don't think she's going to play.
I don't think it matters. I still think Sunrisers are going to win this.
Clear.
Okay, we'll both go with Craigengower.
Yep.
Okay, next one. The Maidens are Div 1 team up against Velocity, which is Div 2, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. This is going to be interesting because I do like my Velocity. And if Myra's fit and playing, I like the Velocity lineup. And the Maidens, you never know who's turning up and how many are turning up. And I genuinely don't know. I haven't talked to Yaz at all this week since the internationals, so I don't know. What do you think?
Let's go with the Velocity.
Okay. Well,
we've still got Vinzi there, right? Yeah.
Bansi Chowdhury, who never gets a surname, so I have to remember it each week. Somebody who's logging these games and scoring these games needs to put her surname in so we can read it. Okay, we're both going India Club on that one. Serendip Lionesses versus the Cavs, who had that big loss on the weekend.
Yes, I still go for the Cavs.
Yeah, you and me both. We're not tipping apart here. Yeah. Both going with the Cavs. Now, this one is tough. It is a SCC derby. It's the Pinay versus the Divas at 3:30 p.m.
Yes, but I mean, like, the Divas is the Div 1 team and the Pinay is the Div 2 team, so probably Divas.
And you can see there that I picked the Divas. Did we pick anything different this week? I don't think we have.
Yeah.
Which means I'm still going to be leading when we get to the end of when we do it this next week. Oh, that's nice. Anyway, so T10 this weekend. Lots of games because obviously shorter games. You can fit more in. All out of PKVR Reservoir this Sunday. Go check it out if you want to watch some great women's T10 cricket. Now, Tammy, we've talked half of the internationals last week. We were down there at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground for the quadrangular Hong Kong, China, Thailand and Namibia. And we were on the rest day on Friday. Then there was two more days. Now, Thailand went through winning 3-0, beating China on Saturday morning. They went through easy. Well, they didn't go through easy, actually. They rested a few players and lost 9 wickets in that game.
Yeah.
It was a good bowling effort by China. But unfortunately, the batting innings is now in the record books. It's in the top 5 lowest scores ever scored in a women's T20 international. And they were bowled out for 8. So Thailand showing exactly what they can do with the ball. Then in the afternoon, what was basically a semi-final, it was Hong Kong, China up against Namibia. Whoever won would go through to the big 1-2 final in the afternoon and the other would have to play China in the morning. Now let's talk a bit about that game.
Well, I think the Hong Kong team, lots of those players. Tash is not feeling well.
Natasha was out sick.
Yeah.
By this point, Carrie Chan already had the dislocated shoulder. Nobody bothered to tell broadcast that she was in pain. There was some niggles all around. Mariam went out there. And one highlight, I must say, that Mariam went out there to the toss. I was out there in the middle. And she was the only captain for Hong Kong China over the entire tournament to win the toss. So she won the toss. Yeah. They batted first and they were perhaps 10 to 15 runs short. They thought that, I think, all out for 80. Well, finished on 82.
81.
81. It was 82 for victory, was it? Okay, so Namibia went out there and, wow, this went down to the wire all the way into the 20th over. Namibia getting the win. I think there were 6 wickets down at the time. I'm still going by memory. You've got the computer in front of you. But,
yes,
yeah, six wickets down, getting the win, getting 82 runs with two balls to spare. So Namibia went through to the final against Thailand. So on Sunday morning, Hong Kong China was playing China and they got the win. So third place to Hong Kong. Congratulations. Then the big final in the afternoon. Wow, this was not what we expected at all. Thailand going out to bat first, winning the toss, all out for the first time in the tournament.
Time, yes.
72 runs on the board. Tin Kwong Road, that's not even close to being par. So Namibia, and they also had them something like 35 for 7. There was something ridiculous where they really could have finished them off for less than 50.
Yes.
And so, but they put 72 on the board and went out there. The Thailand bowling lineup has been something a class above everybody else. Namibia is a strong batting lineup led by their captain, Sunny Vittman, but they bowled Namibia all out for 42.
And in just like 16.2 overs.
Yeah, done. That's win by 30 runs, yes, and win the title. Thailand just demolished Namibia. And there's a class above on the day, and they were worthy victors, not losing a game for the entire Hong Kong Women's T20i Series for 2024. That was fun. I enjoyed that tournament.
I did. There's some close game there, some exciting game there. And
you could see improvements as well. Like with China, they're bowling really stepped up, getting 9 wickets against the eventual winners.
Yeah.
But that final is the only time that we had both teams bowled out.
Yeah.
Certainly. All 20 wickets falling on that pitch. So it was amazing. So internationals-wise, I think we're having a break, Hong Kong, China?
Yes, I think they're having a break now. I think they might have a training camp somewhere in Nepal or in Jan.
Oh, everyone else is going to Nepal. The under-19 men's going to Nepal now and again apparently in January. So everyone just packing up going to Nepal.
Yep.
Oh, that would be fantastic. And that's another great side. We played against Nepal in the previous women's T20i tournament and we beat them. So that would be fun. And if they get a few games against the Nepal women's side, that would be a great training camp. So that's it for the Women's Cricket Wrap. We've got a billion games of T10 on Sunday to get through. So if you want to check them out, head out to PKVR Park. Until next week, Tammy Chu, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And now it's time for My Story, where the superstars of cricket come in and tell us their story.
That's a fantastic story.
Now we'll move to Shiroi as far as your transition from player to umpiring. How did it happen? What was the motivation? Were you playing and umpiring at the same time? Take us back to there. And when was that?
Okay. When I was playing Saturday cricket, the batting team had to send out 2 players to umpire.
Okay, so there were no official umpires.
There was no official umpires.
No ACO, none of that stuff.
Even today, there's no ACO doing it.
Yeah.
Right? So
that's true.
Because I was batting anywhere between 8 and 11.
Yeah.
Right? You can go out and do the first 10 overs with botters. 10 overs, I want to come off, I need a fag.
Right?
Then 2 other players will go out. And then 2 other players will go out. And that's how where it started.
Yep.
And come about 94, the umpires were struggling for umpires.
That was 30 years ago.
Yeah, they were struggling for umpires. So Alan Swift, who was a training officer, and I think he may have been the chairman of the umpires, I said to him, I can umpire, but I'm only going to umpire at KCC, and I'm going to only umpire after my hockey finishes at 10:15, and the game started at 10:30 in those days. And he said, great. When Templars don't have a game and you're playing hockey, you can get on the pitch at 11 and umpire, because it is very important for you after your hockey game to at least socialize with the hockey opposition for at least 15 to 20 minutes.
Sure.
Get on the pitch. So that's where it started.
Okay.
That's actually where it started, and it's continued. And then as I realized I wasn't good enough and more kids were trying to come through to play Sunday cricket, I just said, well, why am I taking a position?
Did you and do you love umpiring?
Yes, I do love umpiring.
Yeah.
And why? What is it about it?
Power.
Besides the power. Besides power. Don't give the man the answer.
I know, Shirley. He's not going to say power, but that's the answer.
What is the love of it?
The love of it is going out there, being in charge, making sure people behave. Obviously, I have a natter with players whilst they're playing, this, that, and the other.
You are known for that, and that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just something that I love doing.
And right? who would you say during your esteemed career here in Hong Kong, umpiring, is the best player that you've seen out there, either bowling over your shoulder or standing at the other end batting?
Batting, it would be Rahul Sharma. Bowling, there would be a toss-up between a guy called Warren Simcox, who played for Scorps.
Yeah.
His cousin was Pat Simcox, the off-spinner for South Africa. Or a guy called Alan Telford, who was a Kiwi guy, who played again, I think he played for Wanderers.
I don't know Alan Telford, Rahul Sharma, of course.
Yeah, so these guys were back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
What about Shiraz? You umpired as well?
I didn't start umpiring until 2014.
Okay, so you've got 10 years of experience.
Yeah.
Same question from Bodders. Who's your favourite person to umpire?
While you've been out there, it doesn't have to be...
It can be the women.
Absolutely, it can be, yeah.
Well, when I started umpiring, I thought, to be honest, the only person that was good enough to make it in any form of cricket anywhere in the world was Marika Hill.
Wow.
Okay. I did not rate anyone besides her who would be able to be...
To go to that top level. Yeah. But yeah. Marika had it.
She has done.
Yeah.
Because
when I umpired, I didn't really umpire too much with Kinu or people like that, so I didn't really see so much of them.
Sure.
But Mariko, I thought she would actually make it to the top, you know?
Well, then you've proven to be right as far as that judgment is concerned.
Yeah, and that was for batting and bowling.
I'm going to ask you a question more broadly about... I suppose it goes further than just cricket in Hong Kong. It's Hong Kong in general, but scoping back into the cricket community, you guys came here 2.5 years old. You've spent the better part of 60 years here. During that time, be it in cricket or squash or whatever it might be, it's obviously quite a transient community. So you've become, you know, this is your life here, but you've become exposed to a lot of people coming in and out of cricket, of the cricket community. What's your feeling about that? How's that as far as, you know, your life is concerned, as far as people coming in and out?
Before you answer that, I just want to point out that is a question that was so long that it could have been asked by either of the Vashas.
No.
A very long question.
I think it's important.
I get what you were saying, but...
I think it's important.
Not only we do this, my story is just like, yes, this, that question, bang, bang, bang.
So this is the thing. When you're a professional like myself, you get to understand your guests.
Yeah.
And Shiroy...
Talk their language.
Shiroy relates to long questions to allow him the ability to give a long answer.
Excellent. Carry on.
I can't even remember what the question was now.
How does it translate? Well, obviously with Hong Kong Cricket Club being such a place where people are in for 2 or 3 years, you then have to start building a rapport with their new players, and then you ask where the old players are gone. they've moved back home, they've been transferred to Singapore, they've been transferred to Australia, they've been transferred to UK, wherever they've been transferred through work. KCC, not so much, right? Because a lot of the people are pretty much settled here, right? And the ones here were pretty much not on contract. They were on full-time work. So if you take somebody like John Bygate, who is a left-handed bat, right-hand bowler, Yorkshireman, good cricketer, very aggressive, very competitive on the pitch, off the pitch, a gem to be with, right? He was bought out by the MTR, and his job was to build the MTR. And I remember going to Sukhumpu, which is near IRC, which is near the stadium, to play a game. But I had to play a hockey game in the morning. Then I went to play the Tempest game. And I got off at Causeway Bay Station, and I was looking for the exit for Sukhumpu, or the Hong Kong Stadium, and I couldn't find it. Anyway, I got to the game, and Bygate was playing. I said, John, I've just come from KCC. I got off at Causeway Bay. There are no signs which says Sukhumpu Cricket Ground. There are no signs which says Hong Kong Stadium. How do people know where to get there, even for the sevens? Sheepishly, he turned around to me and said, I designed all the stations on the Hong Kong Island line, and my wife had the same problem. I went, okay.
Brilliant.
Now I know who not to ask.
Where to go.
Oh, right. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, so we've always had these people at KCC who have always been Hong Kong, either born and been through or stayed on a lot longer than Hong Kong Cricket Club, where they get transferred time to time, right? So I think that way, unity and knowing people and having that friendship and all is still there.
Beautiful.
Right. Hong Kong Cricket Club, there are people there whose parents worked in the government, that they were in school with us. And, you know, they're no longer in Hong Kong. Their jobs have taken them elsewhere. Yeah. But we're still in touch on Facebook and WhatsApp and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And when they come to Hong Kong and they say, do you want to go to Hong Kong Cricket Club? You go up there and they're going, and everybody comes up to you and says, hi, Shirley, how are you? And they go, who are these guys? They're your new cricketers. Oh, how long have they been here? 2 years? Isn't it time for them to leave now?
I said, why don't you go ask them? Don't ask me.
Now, right. Shirley, just jumping to today, you know, you're a young man. You're not 60 yet. 60 soon.
How little's he got?
Still a young man.
It'll be in the birthdays when it comes up.
It's coming up very soon.
December something, right?
Yeah,
Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Boxing Day.
Yeah.
26. Both of you turning the big 6-0. 3 points.
But you've got
Masters League.
$2.
Get on to that before they change the rules.
No, I already know.
No, you've already got the cards up, so talk to you about this already.
Yeah. But you've made the decision to retire. You had your send-off on the two-day game.
He's like Dame Nellie Melba.
Fincher Shield last year.
7 year retirement.
Yeah, still retiring. You still planning retiring? This is going to be your last season of umpiring?
My last game's going to be the 22nd of December.
So your last game is December 22. Why? Why? I mean, you're still umpiring, well, as good as you ever have.
Well,
why?
It's now getting to the point where I'm feeling my reactions are slower.
Okay.
I did a Saiwan Pakistan Association on Sunday at Mission Road. Tanvir who plays for
Ahmed,
yeah. Plays for Saiwan. He smashed two back over my head. And it was at the very last minute that I'd seen the ball go over my head before I ducked.
Okay.
And I sort of looked at him and went, what are you doing?
Yeah. Why kill us?
Right?
Yeah.
And also, last season, I was at Hong Kong Cricket Club, and I was dining at Square Leg. And Martin Goetze smashed this ball, and it was coming straight to me, and I was trying to get out the way, and the ball just kept on following me. In the end, I jumped up, and I was lucky that the ball hit the sole of my shoe.
Yeah.
But had it hit anywhere else...
You're in trouble.
I was in trouble.
Yeah. Right.
And in the same game, they were going for a run out, and I'd gone to a certain position to try and get to see what was going on. And I realized I was too slow to get to where I should have been, but I got to a position where I could see the crease.
Where you can make a decision.
Yeah. Make a decision. And Luke Jones threw the ball and it hit me on the bottom of the calf.
He has a rocket arm.
He's a good fielder.
And I sort of looked at him. And my comment was, what is it with you two Hong Kong Cricket Club coaches? Him trying to attack me with the ball off his bat, you throwing the ball at me, right? You trying to cripple me.
And really, it's you.
Yeah. And they both laughed about it in the right spirit.
Yeah.
You know.
So you want to go in on your own terms.
So you've got a real self-awareness.
Yeah.
I want to get to the December 22 game. But before that, Shiraz, you're not going to retire.
Not yet.
No,
you're going to keep umpiring. What's your plans?
Well, if are you doing any of the All-Stars or any of the women's internationals?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
If I combine hockey umpiring and cricket umpiring, I would have done 28 consecutive seasons.
Wow.
Shiroi has done 30 consecutive seasons of cricket umpiring. He's done, 20 consecutive seasons of playing for Templars and 20, 25 consecutive seasons playing for Saracens.
30.
So, 30 what?
Seasons for Saracens.
Oh, 30 seasons.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. So I thought I'd just get to my 30 years of hockey and cricket umpiring and then also call it a day.
And then give it away at that point in time.
Yeah.
Do you have, is there other umpires coming through that want to do the women's league like you do?
Apparently they had a level one last year, right? Or earlier this year, and there was like 10 or 15 that have qualified.
And you're going to be like a mentor for these umpires?
Well, if I'm umpiring with someone that's new, then yeah, I will sort of help them, yeah.
Do you like the mentoring part? I mean, you're giving it away December 22, but have you felt like you get new umpires in, as we do here so often, you have to mentor them?
Well, they're enough educators like Tabarak and Venkat who should be doing the mentoring, right? But I have put up my hand to say I don't mind becoming an assessor, which means I can go to games and look at these new umpires and just put a report into the committee.
So you're going to do this after you retire?
Yeah.
So you're not retiring. So you're just retiring from being on the field?
Yeah, so I just sit on the side with a drink.
Yeah.
With a notepad and just make notes.
And be involved and do that assessment area.
Well, that's what I've said I want to do, but I'm waiting for the executive committee from the ACO to come back to me and say, yeah, we want you to do that, right?
That's good on you.
So that December 22 game, what game is it? Because I know I'm not in town, so I'm not going to be here for your finale.
It's actually at Mission Road. I think it's Saiwan Knights versus
Saturday.
Sri Lanka or something.
We're talking.
Huh?
Saturday. Like,
no, that's Sunday. That's Knights. Knights. The Lions is Sunday. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, if you're in Hong Kong and you want to see a legend put down the cap,
give his last LBW.
He's not big on giving them. He gave one on Sunday.
Loves giving them, mate. Don't worry about that.
I gave one on Sunday.
You did. I've seen the replays. No, we're not going to talk about that. So Sunday, December 22, just before your birthday, that's your final game.
Yep.
Are you sad? Are you happy?
I'm actually quite happy.
Yeah.
I can sleep in on a Sunday. I don't have to get up early in the morning to be at the ground at a certain time.
And good on you, mate. You've earned it. And yeah. I mean, you really have. And I just want to thank you guys for coming on the podcast. And also, on behalf of many people, thank you for your service to the game here over so many years, especially you in the cricket area, Shiroy, in the playing and umpiring, you in latter years as far as umpiring, but in sport in general. Seriously, I mean, this SAR operates on people assisting, and not many have done it for longer than you. So yeah. So thanks on behalf of many. And yeah, thanks
for
coming.
It's a real story and a great my story. And thank both of you for coming on. It's going to be two parts. This is the end of part two, which will be coming out a couple of weeks after part one. Because we've had a decent chat. If you guys can make it like 4 minutes more, you'll probably beat him.
Yeah, I was just going to wrap it up with, not a question, just, well, an offer. Is there anything that both of you individually would, you know, you've had illustrious careers, still young men, all right, still got plenty of years left in you, but just anything you'd like to say in general?
Oh, that's
about cricket.
I wanted to ask
okay. On
this point, what is your feeling from both of you as umpires and seeing every game? Where do you see Hong Kong cricket at the moment, both domestically and worldwide? And you know, we talked about your brother was in the Hong Kong team. He was a captain from back then to now. What's your opinions? We'll start with you, Shiraz. Give us your hot take.
Domestically for ladies, I can only do ladies. Talk about ladies.
That's fine. That's fine. We'll give you all. There's a ladies show. We'll get to some men.
I see twins coming effort.
Yeah.
How do you feel the Hong Kong women's team and domestically with this T20 system that we're doing now on Sundays at PKVR Reservoir? Is it we're on the rise or is we're stagnating or what do you feel?
I feel stagnating. Okay. Because it's like when I umpired with Shelton on Sunday. And sometimes when I umpire...
Is that Shelton J. DeCruz?
It is your brand.
Yeah, Shelton DeCruz. And when I talk to the girls, I'll say, do you guys go internationally and do you actually play on AstroTurf? Do you guys actually have those two cones at the back of PKVR?
Yeah, PKVR.
And if you hit it between those two cones, you only get two runs. Is there all that set up in international cricket for you girls? And they say, no, it's just, so why are you getting it here? If you want the girls to improve and you want to develop them properly, put them on a proper ground.
We are doing the All-Stars on turf.
But the point is, I'm talking about domestic league.
Yeah, well, I mean, the All-Stars is domestic. Yes, it's the peak of the domestics.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about ground availability.
Yeah, right. The thing is...
Bushy, you asked for an opinion. Let the man give his opinion.
He's giving his opinion. Yeah.
Don't rebut his opinion.
I'm not rebutting it. I'm just
putting out some stuff. Be quiet. I'll let Shiraz answer the question.
But not your podcast.
No, it's not. Oh, go on.
I go, yep, yep, yep. Go on. Keep going, Shiraz.
The thing is, I know that KCC Maidens and the HKCC girls, they play on their home grounds, but I don't know how many times a season they do it.
I think the only maidens game for T20 was the first game of the season, which is September, which means it got washed out.
And that's
we got a broadcast.
And that's it. No, here.
That's all I have got listed so far.
Right. Yeah. So the point.
It's good point, Sharon.
No, the point is that if you want them to be more competitive, then you've got to put them in that more competitive environment. I know, yes, Deswani plays for maidens, but I also see her name in the Saracens lineup on a Saturday. Mm. Okay. Obviously, I don't know what the other girls, the Taiwan girls and HKCC girls do, because I don't know what their Saturday league teams are, things like that. But I think that if you want to develop it, they need to be playing regularly on turf on a decent sized pitch. If you want to really push it and develop it further, putting it at PKVR is okay for second division, where you're developing second division girls and women's development league. I don't I think it's fine.
KCC infidels are playing out there on Ashtray at PKVR Park.
Yeah, that's right. Siraj, you're exactly right. And Bushy hit the nail on the head. It's all about ground availability and the whole, whether men's or women's, that what the whole game struggles with.
Right. We need to find more grounds and more ground type for the men's.
Surely. For the men's.
Domestic and international, how do you feel we're set at the moment compared to years gone by?
Well, we need to improve the quality of the domestic. Once you improve the quality of the domestic, then your international players will improve. How you do that, I don't know. In my day, both the clubs were strong because both the clubs had influx of overseas players at a reasonably good standard who were playing, and you were playing with them and you tried to emulate them, or you played with them, you learnt off them, etc., etc. Those influx of players are not coming through now.
Right. Yeah.
So that's the new Hong Kong. We're not getting them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we talked about this with Tabara.
Yeah.
How you used to always buy, the last one that Little Siwon bought in was Aslam Khan.
Yeah.
But you can't afford it. Where do they live? What do they do? Yeah. How do you pay for it? You can only have a number of coaches.
But what I'm talking about is, in those days, these influx of players came in with work. So their companies had transferred them here.
Yeah.
And as I've already mentioned, at Hong Kong Cricket Club, they were very translucent in a way where they were leaving after 2 or 3 years. The guys at KCC were staying on and extending contracts, et cetera, and staying for a period of time. Now, from 97, you've not had that many players come in like that. And the quality of the players that come in have not been that great. People like Little Siwon and all this, I do agree with Tabzi, what Aaron just said. Where do you get the money from? Because they don't have any facilities or anything to give players.
That's right.
At the moment. But apparently they've got a ground somewhere in Sheikh May or someplace, which Tabzi showed me pictures of it. It's going to cost them a lot of money to get it up to scratch, build buildings, get the underwater pipes in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Is it going to be Astro?
You know about this, Bougies?
I've heard rumors.
It's turf. It's all grass at the moment. If they put an Astro in there, I do not know.
That's what I mean, you got to find a groundskeeper, right? You got to find somebody that can build a turf pitch. Unless Justin's going to outsource.
Well, Tabsy showed me protos of the ground. Mrs. Nizami, Zabir Nizami's mother's like a patriot there. She was at the ground taking pictures and sending them to my mum of the pictures of the ground. The ground looks quite big. But as I said to Tabsy, it's going to cost you in the millions.
Yeah, money, right?
Yeah, you need to get the drainage in. You need to get your water pipes in. You need to build at least a building where you have a men's weight changing room and a home changing room.
Maybe Tabarak's under something because he's outsourced his morning league broadcasting sports. So he's making some money.
Hold on. And then I said to him, you need to get a groundsman. And then not only that, you need to get your... You need to get your mower, you need to get a light roller, you need to get a heavy roller.
You need to get a big donor, is what you know.
Yeah. Right. And I said to him, I'm just guesstimating the amount, and I'm thinking 30 to 40 million as a guesstimate. And he said that he thinks that would be about right to start off with. And then obviously you're going to need all the maintenance and all that, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, but you got to shoot for the stars, right? I mean, an opportunity. So have a go at it. If that is a possibility, fantastic.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Have a go.
I'm not going anything against
I know you're not. You're being very realistic. That's what you're being. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah. So it's what we need, but it's also tough to do.
Yeah.
So
if Little Siwon gets that and gets it up and running, you can move the ladies' first division games to that ground.
Always thinking. I like you, Shiraz.
You know?
Well, I mean, as you guys know better than me, one extra ground changes the scheduling massively.
Yeah.
As far as opens up so many different opportunities.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a good way to go out. That's the future, right?
Yep, yep.
You might be umpiring out there, Shiroi, because you're going to retire. But you might be out there watching and assessing at some point. Who knows?
This is almost, well, it's already the record, but it's almost an hour's podcast, and it could have gone for at least another five, just from the stories.
No, without a doubt.
Especially you, Shiroi, tell me, just when when you guys are umpiring, we're talking before games, like sometimes the games don't start on time because the story hasn't finished.
Correct,
and,
yeah.
And it took to like 55 minutes here for Shiroi to pull his usual, hang on.
Yeah.
When you try to run off and go back onto broadcast,
that's right.
hang on, I haven't finished this story yet. I'm like, I've got to go. He's like, hang on.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Bushy asked me to bring on, one condition of being a co-host is you've got to bring on one guest. As I opened with, I brought on two, and I couldn't have thought of two better blokes to bring on. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Completely agree. Thanks, Shiroi. Thanks. Cheers.
Thanks, brothers. Thanks, Bushy.
Thanks.
Thirty teams, three leagues, Hong Kong's finest. It's Challenge League time.
Natesh Hamlani joining us for the Challenge League as always. Natesh, three games last week, three games this week. How did it all go down?
So last week, we started off the weekend with the Tung Chung Caribbean Club Derby, Strikers versus Caribbeans. You and I both picked the Caribbeans. The Caribbeans were batting first, and it was a tale of two collapses, 27 for 4 in 5 overs. That became 95 for 5, which then became 125 all out. Either end of those collapses, yeah, Dharma, Raju, Mukesh, add a few runs. But
I feel by the intonation of your voice that this isn't going well for our troops.
Nope. 125 all out. The Strikers proving a point in the run chase, getting there with, well, just 5 balls but 6 wickets to spare. The result was never really in doubt. 43, Vasanth Reddy, 34, Jash Parekh. 6 wicket win for the Strikers and a tip we both got wrong. Well done to the Strikers to winning the TCC Derby.
Right. Next one then, move on and see if I get a tip right in this one at GDB at 2:20 p.m. on Sunday.
GDB 2:20 Sunday was the Master Blast versus PSC Golden Stars. I said on the podcast that Golden Stars had not yet won a game. I was wrong because there was a win that wasn't showing on the points table.
There was, and you and I had a chat when I put my tips in, and I didn't realise when I put my tips in exactly how that game wasn't logged. So while I went with the Master Blasters, I did tell you on the WhatsApp that I should have gone with Pack. How did it all go?
You should have gone with Pack. They were dominant. Ugh. And what I thought would be their first win, it was still a big win.
This is Crick Heroes that got this wrong, not me. I'm going, not taking the blame for this one. Go on.
Oh, you got to cop it, Bushy. I called this correctly. No Crick Heroes fault here. 53, Hamad Ali is a quality player. Maaz Muhammad, 41 up top. That opening partnership of 77 and 7 overs set them up for a final score of 179-4-7 wickets shared all around for the Master Blasters, but that was a big score, and so it proved to be. The Blasters bowled out for 111, a thumping.
Ouch.
Krishna Kumar, once again top scoring for the Blasters. He's had a good season, 27 off 12. Bowling-wise, Akas Aslam taking 3 wickets for the Golden Stars, 2 wickets for not many for Muhammad Arif as well, and 2-for-1 for Gurmal Singh. Hello. Well done. Useful 7 balls there to wrap up the tail. Big win for the Golden Stars, and a tip to me. Yes.
Boo. There was an earlier game at GDB, Div 3. It was the HKU Belchers versus Lantau Sloggers. We both went for the Sloggers. How did this game go? Surely I got a tip right.
I think the Belchers were listening in because they even towered a point to prove it. They put away the Sloggers by 27 runs. I don't blame you on this. The Sloggers have been in such good form. Belchers have been in a bit of disarray, but they got their act together for this game. Indra Kuri Vijay, 50, retired up top, opening the batting. Anshul Jawal getting promoted up the order as he deserves. Hitting 39 of 27, 35 for Kostab as well, 35 extras, 187 on the board. Not that big a score, but again, GDB nowadays, bigger boundaries. And, interestingly, Ryan Shaquille, the young talent, was playing in this game. Bowled just 1 over for 9 runs. 187, Lantau Sloggers, we think they had the firepower to get it. They just kept losing wickets. Follow wickets, 58, 64, 97, 99, 133, 149. Just the middle order couldn't string together a partnership, and they ended on 160 for 8. Umesh Chandra Kush taking 3 for 24. Kostab taking 2 for 29 as well to back up his innings with a bat. So a really good win that for the Belchers. And another pick wrong for you.
Well, look, I got 3 wrong, but you only got 1 right. And this is your segment. So don't start at me, okay?
Right, let's move on and see if we can't get things right next weekend. First up, we're going to start Div 2, India Club Panthers versus the Nepal Rhinos at Campton on Sunday at 11:30 a.m.
This is a really tough one because we keep saying the Panthers should have home pitch advantage at Campton, but they do keep losing games there. And they did just lose to Lama Vikings. Nepal Rhinos, it's a step up for them in Division 2, promoting from last season, but I think they're playing a lot of cricket. They're a well-gelled unit. I think they're going to get the win here.
You know, I don't ever tip against the Nepal Rhinos because they're probably my favourite morning league, challenge league team. They're so dedicated. They're full on. They want it as much as anything. And apologies if the Panthers picked that one. Well, they probably will pick that up if we've both gone for Nepal because I know you have as well. Div 3, Xuan Yu versus the KCC Pioneers up the hill on Saturday at 9 a.m.
So we will be live streaming this game. Whether or not I do commentary will depend on how I feel that morning, but it'll be up on NV Play. It'll be live from HKCC. It'll be on Astro. Yuan Ho have not yet won a game in the Challenge League. And while this is a great opportunity for them to win one, I'm going to say Pioneers.
Coward. Go with your home team. Ooh. Come on. Nah.
We're unbiased in these selections. There are no home teams in this.
There we go.
We have to adjudge these, you know, down the middle based on the facts, based on the cricket we see. Pioneers have a fairly more established core team. Yuan Ho is still building. I'm going to go with Pioneers. I'd be very happy to get this wrong.
Yeah, I'm going Pioneers as well with the KCC. I like them. They're trying to get a few wins on the board. Final game at Campton on Sunday at 8:30 a.m. Also Div 3, I believe. HKU students versus the Bora Blasters.
So I think HKU students are onto something special here. Since they've relegated, they've built together a good team. They won the last game with just 8 players. They're building a really good outfit. So I want to say HKU going to win. But keep in mind, it is holiday season. Players may be out of town, and Bora Blasters did just beat Kaelin.
Well, just to mix it up, since we've gone the same in the first two games, I will go with the Blasters.
Not a bad shout.
And you've gone with HKU. So that's the Challenge League games this weekend. What's the tips at the moment? What's our tally?
I think I'm one ahead.
You're one ahead because of that win.
Or we've leveled evens. Someone has to check this.
I don't think I was in front. Let's just say you're one ahead because you got one and I got none this week. So we've got a chance of you going two ahead. Or me, perhaps, evening it up. Thank you very much, Nitesh Amlani. As always, the Challenge League segment.
Thank you.
And now it's time for Bushy's Birthday Bonanza.
All right, Butters, I know this is your favourite time of the week. You ready?
My favourite time. It's your favourite time. Bushy's birthday bonanza.
Your final.
My final one. I'm so excited about this. I've been looking forward to this more than anything. To hear the birthdays for this week in Botter's final 8 for 52 podcast. Bushy, take us away with all the birthdays.
Okay, and that's all the birthdays for this week. Thank you very much, Botters.
Come again.
Don't have any this week.
No birthdays.
There's no birthdays. There's a 15-day gap between birthdays on my podcast list.
Bushy, what a disappointment.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've let you down.
Birthday to no one.
Okay, look, we don't have any birthdays for next week.
Mm.
But we are recording on Thursday here at Kowloon Cricket Club. And we could probably give birthday boy today another shout-out. Turning 53 today. One Afzal Haider.
Oh, that's fantastic. 53, still going strong.
He's down here running the morning league this morning with me while I was
broadcasting. Before he comes down to his shop and best shop in Hong Kong, Montgomery Sports, get down there for all you get. Has he come on sponsorship for the podcast yet?
He hasn't come around. I haven't heard anything from Montgomery, but they're welcome to on your birthday.
Maybe a little reverse birthday gift to be in order.
Yeah, hell,
sponsorship.
Well, happy birthday. You got a big, all the teams today after the game, Markor and Chingy Smashers gave him a rounding version of happy birthday out on the field here at Kowloon Cricket
Club.
That's
lovely. And for all your cricket, not just cricket, but all your sporting goods, get down to Montgomery Sports.
He's not paying. We're not giving him a free plug.
I don't know what his address is. I know how to get there.
Yeah, you and me both. Yeah. I think it's Middle Road or something.
Yeah, that's it. It is, actually.
Yeah, but hey, stop with the plugs. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, that's it for the birthdays, Butters. That's
lovely.
It for your birthdays in the podcast.
I'm done.
Hi, this is Shiv Mathur from the Hong Kong Cricket Club. And you're listening to the 8 for 52 podcast with Bushy.
Oh, so ends a sad episode. What a sad note, really. It was a great episode. Great episode, but it's sad, Botters, because it's the last time you'll be jumping behind the microphone here at the 8 for 52 podcast.
Yeah, it is. It's been a hell of a ride, Bushy, back to the beginning of last season. And yeah, great episode, but sad. It's just the way life goes, isn't it? I love my time here. I've absolutely loved it on the podcast, but Life goes on, my friend, doesn't it?
Yep, you're off to greener pastures in Australia on the east coast.
Yeah, still doing a bit of commentary like we covered a couple of weeks ago, so I'm looking forward to that as we move forward.
Oh, yeah, you're going to try to do some rugby league commentary as well?
Oh, I don't know about that, but there's definitely cricket involved. I've got to find the time in between work and fun and all of that.
And managing, you know, up-and-coming players that can play for Hong Kong.
Well, that's really exciting, actually. Hmm? Scouting around the ground saying...
I talked about Botter's bunch down there, but one's literally made it into the Hong Kong under-19s team. Tom is going to head off to Nepal. That's exciting.
Yeah, a lot of parents get a bit worried when I'm walking around asking young blokes, what country were you born in? Where were you born? Where were you born? And some of them are Hong Kong, not many, but every now and then a couple.
Well, how many have you found so far?
Two.
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 Well, yes, you got a 50% strike rate into getting them into the national tour, the Hong Kong setup.
You know, there's a fair few people down there. We're going to be able to put together a little Hong Kong 11 soon. I understand some of the... Well, at least one I'm aware of is going to come down to university next year in Sydney. Plus, you've got Jude in South Australia. You've got the two I found in Sydney. You've got another couple floating about. So we can put together a little Hong Kong 11.
Yeah, absolutely.
Still across age groups, of course.
Oh, I can go down and tour against the overseas Hong Kongers.
That's not a bad idea. I might get a bit of coin out of that. I want to be a bit of a travel agent, sports agent, you reckon?
Yeah, well, you can put 12 players together. We'll see if we can put together a Hong Kong 11 as well.
Do a little tour.
I'll come down and commentate.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. That'd bring the crowds in.
Right.
Yeah, Bushy, job done.
Are you going to get your chips done? You reckon you're going to get it done this week?
I think we've got five different. And
how many games are there this weekend?
You're slightly in front. So it's either going to be a massive blowout.
Yeah.
Your way. But I'm very confident that I'm going to leave... the guests in very good stead, not far behind you.
Well, I think Natesh is dropping in next week to do the last podcast of 2024. So he'll be appreciative if you can actually sort of bridge that gap.
Well, you just remember, if the guests get home at the end of the season, remember episode 14, okay, where Botter's put them on the right track.
Okay. I'll
go back and listen to episode 14.
Send me a phone message and I'll play it on the podcast.
Where Botter's hit his straps.
You could do that, actually. If you really do give me a touch up this week in the tipping, just send a little voice message and I'll put it on the podcast. A bit like the Saracens did. Give me a serve about how bad my tips went.
Mate, you'll get more than just a little voice message, I assure you.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. That's it.
Yeah, we're done, Bushy.
I should put some sad music underneath this or something. I'll find something and I'll put it under there before we do the coin toss.
Keep going with Bushy's birthdays. I mean, it's been fantastic. It's the highlight of the podcast every week. Well, none again this week, great. Yeah,
well done. I mean, you love it as much as Challenge League. And anyway, it's all right at the back end of the show, all your favourite parts.
We've done it just for everyone's reference. Still the morning. This is one of the very few that we do without a amber ale in here.
We have polished off the podcast sans alcohol.
We've been on soda water and lime. It's very unusual.
Now, it's probably the best podcast we've done then, but
without a doubt,
it won't be happening for much more. It's a rarity. We just had to do it on a Thursday.
Bushy, if I'm ever back, we're not doing a morning session again.
Absolutely not. And this was dictated by you, by the way.
That is true.
I could have done it tonight, but here we are. All right, let's wrap it up. Let's play that music that you love, the coin toss.
Yeah, get into it. Bye-bye, everyone. Thanks for listening all over the world. Where are most famous places we've been to? Where were we?
I can't remember.
The Caribbean, in the US.
You know that the system that...
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
That the place that I used to get that information from has closed.
No.
They're shutting down like tomorrow, I think.
Like Crick HQ.
Yeah.
They charged me again, Bushy.
Oh, they're still charging me. I didn't realise. I've taken the credit card.
I had another $5 US yesterday.
Yep, same. Thieves.
They're evil people.
Charterbull is also closing down, so I can't make up play. Oh, I can continue to make up places that were number one, because we weren't really number one there. It was just that somebody listened and it was the first time. Anyway.
You make a few up, I must admit. That's all right. That's all.
We're waffling as much as if we'd been on 5 points.
I don't want to go anywhere. I want to go. Once you turn it off, we're gone. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. This is Botters. Over and out.
See ya.
Hello. Good morning. We're tossing a coin to be.
The 8 for 52 theme song is The Coin Toss from the band The Duckworth Lewis Method. Find them on Apple iTunes and YouTube and download that song and all their other cricket-related music.
The 8 for 52 podcast is edited, produced and published by Matt Botfield and Aaron Bush for Trip Ahead Limited. Copyright 2024. I think I'm hoping for a bat. And that's that.